Happy New Year, Brewers fans. Will this finally be the magical season for our Milwaukee Brewers in 2023? I, for one, sure hope it is their year. I'm sure you do as well. But in the meantime, I'll walk you through five bold predictions for our team heading into 2023. Stay tuned in. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for always making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts: Apple, Google, Spotify. Of course, there are dozens others. If you could, please leave us a review on whichever platform you use. I would so greatly appreciate it. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we are just over 100 subscribers away from that magical 1,000. Get us there. Help us out, Brewers fans. You can also find us on Facebook at Locked On Brewers Podcast. Get all of our content on your daily news feed each and every day. All right, now we're going on week four here of the Locked On Brewers Podcast. Nothing has changed. Let me check my watch. As of yet, I am still your host, Brandon Snide. Like you, I am a diehard and lifelong fan of the Milwaukee Brewers. I tell people when they ask me about what I do, it's just I'm a fan with a microphone in my face. I'm actually recording this podcast just minutes away from American Family Field. You know it. I know it. Of course, that is home to our Milwaukee Brewers. You can find me on Twitter if you are over there at Brandon_Snide. I really appreciate you guys bringing in the new year with me, letting me steal some of your time to talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. As always, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And like I said, it is a new year. I hope each and every one of you were safe over the holiday. I hope you enjoyed the holiday. It's always a good time to open up the year and have a fresh start, whatever it is your New Year's resolution is. Mine, I haven't thought of one yet, so we'll maybe get there. I know I'm like 3 days late here now, but it is a new year, and they say it's a great time for new beginnings, like I just mentioned. And really, if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan, you hope that rings true for 2023. We need some juice this season, guys. We need some energy. We need some wins, and we need them to be successful in 2023. And that's just not for this podcast. That's for my mental state of being all summer long. But I wanted to have some fun again. And again, we are in the offseason for the Milwaukee Brewers. You guys know that. So we're going to have some fun episodes throughout the course of January, getting into February. And of course, pitchers and catchers report, and we'll be off and running for before we know it, as 2023 will be underway with opening day. Again, just wanted to have some fun with this episode. We're going to open the new year with five bold predictions for our crew in 2023. Okay, now keep in mind here, we're going to preface this real quick. I'm not going to be breaking news on any of these. All right, these aren't going to be the boldest of bold predictions, but these are five things that I do think will happen in 2023. Now, keep in mind, there are going to be maybe a bold one here or there. And I'll work my way down from number five all the way down to number one. So with that being said, let's start with number five. And again, maybe not a seriously bold prediction, but I do think that newly acquired Jesse Winker snaps his bad numbers from a year ago over there in Seattle and plays at a high level for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, you're going to probably see him split time at the DH spot, and he'll obviously get some reps out in the outfield, depending on where his health is. I think if you get a healthy Jesse Winker, like we talked to Ben Ranieri who covered the Seattle Mariners a year ago, who was in that locker room, who talked to Jesse Winker, he is under the impression that everything is good to go with Jesse Winker heading into 2023. And that means could be very well good news for the Milwaukee Brewer fans, because his splits at American Family Field are quite good. I'm talking a split of 344, a 440 on base percentage, 491, and over 1.032 OPS at American Family Field. Ladies and gentlemen, that will play. And he is going to get 81 games at American Family Field. That we see him for all 81. Nonetheless, he's going to get more games at American Family Field than when he did when he was at Cincinnati. And those numbers are pretty darn good. And I think that bodes well if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan. And I think it bodes well if you're a Jesse Winker, if you're Jesse Winker himself, because it is a contract year, right? He's going into an unrestricted free agency next year. And not only is his splits at American Family Field really, really well, but his splits and his career numbers against the other NL Central teams is very good. 307 average across the NL Central, 404 on base percentage, 40 home runs, and just over 100 RBIs, coming in at 102 to total out his runs batted in against NL Central teams. So again, you know, just to kind of recap on this, it's not a out of this world bold prediction, but my number five is that newly acquired Brewer Jesse Winker is going to provide that offense the Milwaukee Brewers have lacked over the course of roughly 2 years or so. And I think he does hit close to, or not, if not over 30 home runs. I think he's going to not get to 300 on his average. I don't know how many at bats he's going to have. Now, obviously this all depends on where his health is at, but if he does, and he does have a healthy year, and you tell me by the end of September going into October that Jesse Winker was healthy in 2023, I think his OPS will near one. You know, whether it's over, I don't think you're going to get the 1.032 that you may have had at American Family Field prior to his trade to Seattle. But nonetheless, I think his numbers are going to drastically improve from 2022, kind of where they were in 2021. Again, not breaking any news here, not shattering the world with this bold prediction, but that's my number five. So my number four bold prediction for 2023, and this is no secret, right? You guys have heard me on this podcast go up and down and yell into this microphone and go at each other through the Twitter sphere and on YouTube comments. But Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, and Willy Adames are going to be due contracts. Now, Willie's an unrestricted free agent in 2025. I believe that's Corbin Burnes as well. One of these guys are going to sign their extension in 2023 at some point. I'm not saying it's going to be before the season. It may be during the season, it may be next week, it may be tomorrow, but I think out of the three, there's a couple ways this is going to work. My bold prediction is that Brandon Woodruff signs his extension in Milwaukee. And obviously that leaves two others that are going to be due a high amount of money. I don't think those two get paid in Milwaukee. Now, again, if you listen to this podcast, if you've listened to me, if you followed me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide, you know, I would disagree with that, because I think if you're going to keep one, I think it needs to be Corbin Burnes. Now, again, you have some flexibility coming through the minor league system with a couple infielders, Bryce Terrain to be one who's played, you know, some time at shortstop. If you were to have to lose a Willy Adames. Now, if you're in a perfect world, if you're in a Brewers perfect world, you want to keep all three, but we know that's highly unlikely. I do not think the Milwaukee Brewers are close when it comes to money and years for Corbin Burnes. I don't think they're going to be close either for Willy Adames. Now, I don't know if any of those meetings, contract negotiations have been confirmed. But again, I think when you have 2 years of control for each player, I think it draws a lot more of attention towards a trade partner. And I think having those 2 years of control is going to ultimately net in a bigger return. I'm not saying they're going to trade Willy Adames, but I do think it's kind of part of my bold prediction that they sign Woodruff. I think they let Willie run his course, but I do think that they are going to trade Corbin Burnes. Now, again, if you've listened to this show, if you follow me on Twitter, you know I would disagree with that. But again, I think if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, and we've seen how they've operated through the trade market just this season under new president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, he's not afraid to click yes on those trade offers. So again, I think you're going to get Brandon Woodruff remaining in Milwaukee. He's obviously not going to cost as much as what Corbin Burnes would cost. The shortstop market, and we're still waiting on the Carlos Correa deal and the medical issues and whatnot over there in New York. Well, obviously, prior to that was San Francisco. Kind of a mess right now for that. But as overall, shortstop market has completely skyrocketed. And if you're Willy Adames, you're loving every minute of this. You're hitting your unrestricted free agent year at age 29. You're going to be in the perfect setup for him and his family going forward. But I just don't know where they are as far as that extension goes and where the market has gone over the course of these past few weeks in the offseason. I don't think the Brewers are going to be anywhere close to what Corbin Burns should get paid and what he's going to probably be demanding. That's why I think that, you know, my number four bold prediction is Corbin Burns is gone. He's traded at some point. I think it's going to be prior to the trade deadline of this year because teams are going to appeal to that one and a half, 2 years of control and possibly help reshape the Milwaukee Brewers organization with a boatload of talent. And you, if you're a Brewers fan, that's what you hope for if you are going to trade it. Now, again, if you're like me, you don't want to do that. You don't want to trade him. You want to be able to keep all of these guys. I would be shocked to tell you that they're going to keep all three. My opinion, and I'll finish it right here. Number four, Brandon Woodruff stays in Milwaukee, signs an extension. Willy Adames is undetermined, but I tend to think he's gone, and I definitely think the Milwaukee Brewers trade Corbin Burns. So even if it's against my thoughts and feelings, that's just my bold predictions. All right. You guys have heard my first two predictions. Do we agree? Do you disagree? I think most of you probably agree with that second one. Jesse Winker reshaping into the all-star he was once. Maybe not, but it's there, I guess. But let's see what we have in the rest of the bold predictions for the Milwaukee Brewers heading into 2023, shall we? But first, I know we are doing bold predictions today, and it's always fun to throw out things that we think can happen and we want to transpire. But first, I want you guys to be smart with your sports bets. That's why I tell everyone I know to go and head over to betonline.net. Betonline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, news, and analysis. Gather the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football. Playoffs are getting started in the NFL. It's getting hot. College bowl season is starting to dwindle down. The national championship right around the corner. But NBA and college basketball is ready to hit their peak season. And they've got it all at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, again, there's a rule here, guys. You got to love this podcast first. But you can find the rest of those podcasts over on betonline.net as well. They are always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet online, where the game starts. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen of the day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Winker and a big trade for the Brewers kicks off my bold predictions for 2023. Let's see what else I have going down for our crew in 2023. How about this? Shocking news, right? Another trade. New, like I said before, new president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, is not shy in the trade market. He is obviously taking after David Stearns, and I think he makes another trade heading into 2023. I think this one happens soon, too, before pitchers and catchers are starting reporting, and definitely before spring training. But I think Kesson Hira is out of Milwaukee. What about you? Because I just don't think, look, there's nowhere for him to go, right? This, like, there is no secret. They definitely didn't do him any favors last season. I'm talking about the organization. He was up and down, left-handed pitching hitting, right-handed pitching hitting, just didn't really have an opportunity last year to snap out of whatever he was going through. And again, we're going on, you know, much longer of a slump, I guess you could say, for Hira than we're used to. And keep in mind, when he was coming up through the minor league system, it was all about his offensive production. And if you can't provide offense, and that's what got you to the major leagues, I have a hard time keeping you on this roster going forward. And if you got guys like Bryce Turang, who's on your 40-man roster currently and a top five prospect in your organization, you go out and trade for an Abraham Toro, who was included in that Jesse Winker trade that sent Colton Juan to Seattle, Mike Brasseau, who was here a year ago, obviously Luis Urias is still here, and you go out and trade for Owen Miller. All those guys are going to provide the flexibility even without a guy like Kesson Hira. So Owen Miller, a guy who can play first, who can play third. He's played second. I mean, he's kind of played all over the infield. I just don't know where you have an area of need for Kesson Hira. Now, if his numbers offensively aren't going to be there, he's a defensive liability at anywhere in the infield, quite frankly. And if you look at the outfield, where we've seen him play in the outfield, you're not going to take out Yelich. You're not getting Winker's healthy. He's going to be out there. Obviously, Garrett Mitchell's out there. You know, what are you going to do with Tyrone Taylor, he's out there. Joey Weimer, is he going to make the roster? I mean, obviously, and we'll get to another prospect who I think is going to be included into 2023's plans for the Milwaukee Brewers in my next prediction. But again, I just don't think that there's anywhere for Keston Hira to go. I just don't think he really has a position heading into 2023 on this current Milwaukee Brewers roster. Now, obviously, injuries and health are always going to be a concern. They're always going to be a talking point for any organization, for any club. But again, there's just nowhere for Hira to go. And he struggled too much last year. I think they were probably trying to trade him last year. Talking to David Gasper from Reviewing the Brew a couple weeks ago on this podcast, he thinks Hira and Taylor could both be gone. So again, not necessarily shaking the ground here with this bold prediction, but I think number three for me is the trade of what we once knew as a highly regarded prospect, a major leaguer who did produce here at the highest level here in Milwaukee, and Keston Hira. And again, I guess it's not as bold as some would say, you know, but not regardless, and whatever you may think of Keston Hira and where he could play, I think it happens. I think Keston Hira has a new home heading into 2023. And speaking of flexibility, you know, all right, well, we knew David Stearns. I'm assuming Matt Arnold's the same. But again, we know Craig Counsell loves the flexibility. And the Milwaukee Brewers certainly have that in the outfield. We named off a few of them already. Yelich, Weimer, Mitchell, Taylor, Winker, I guess, if he's healthy. We've rattled off a few names. But that is not going to stop my number two bold prediction from coming true. All right? It's not going to stop it because I think the Milwaukee Brewers – I think the city of Milwaukee, the fan base all around the world, is going to see Jackson Churio up in the major leagues by, let's say, June, right? Maybe a little later, but definitely by June. I think you see Jackson Churio. Again, highly, highly touted prospect coming in at number one currently in the Milwaukee Brewers top 30. I think you see him make his major league debut in Milwaukee by June. Now, did he struggle a little bit with his strikeout percentage at AA going into the end of last season? Sure. If that's something he can fix, and I think he's going to start, I think he probably starts at AA, but I think he moves to AAA rather quickly. And I wouldn't be shocked if he started down in Nashville for the Sounds to start the year. And you'll see him up here during spring training. Well, not up in Milwaukee, but in Arizona. But I do think that the Milwaukee Brewers we're going to see Jackson Churio, almost said Keston Hira there, because they're two guys that the last two guys I can remember being this highly touted as a prospect going forward for our organization. I think Jackson Churio is going to be up in Milwaukee. Again, you heard Craig Counsell. Maybe you didn't hear Craig Counsell, but at the winter meetings, he was asked that same question. The question was, could we see Jackson Churio in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform in 2023. And Craig Counsell's exact words were, quote, why not? And that's exactly what I think. If you're not going to go out and spend a ton of money, and again, the Milwaukee Brewers have not spent any money, but again, if you're not going to spend any money, if you're going into 2023, a couple positions of need in question still, but you're going in with a ton of prospects, a ton of hope, why not? And again, like Craig Counsell said, why not just see what you have in Jackson Churio? At some point, you're going to have to. And I think the Milwaukee Brewers do this year. Now, keep in mind, Atlanta did the same thing with William Contreras a year ago. They called him up much sooner, and he was much along, down the line farther than where Jackson Churio is now. But it worked out pretty well for William Contreras and the Atlanta Braves. He was called up on April 28th a year ago, and he made the All-Star game in July. So again, not saying that Churio has the same projection, but I think we could see, especially if he's an offensive point of emphasis for this Milwaukee Brewers team heading into 2023, again, why not, right? Why not? So, again, you guys have all heard my four bold predictions. I got one more coming up, and it is the new year in 2023, so we're breaking out all our predictions and our new year resolution. My fifth and final bold prediction is certainly going to grab some attention, both negatively, maybe positively, but probably mostly bad. So stay tuned for my fifth and final bold prediction for the Milwaukee Brewers in 2023. But first, can we pause this podcast for just 1 second, right? I think, well, we can't because I'm the only one doing it. So again, we're paused here. So I got to tell you guys about this. I'm talking about Built Bars, new reimagined flavors. You guys, these are phenomenal. If you're looking for protein bars, I'm talking about cookie dough topper, coconut brownie bar, coconut brownie topper, white chocolate. I mean, they are just incredible. I'm telling you right now, for anyone who has not tried Built Bars before, they are literally the best tasting protein bars ever built. I got a box sitting in my kitchen waiting to be devoured. They are revolutionizing nutrition as we know it with 100% real chocolate, 17 grams of protein. For those that are starting out, new year, maybe a fitness plan is on your mind, get on the Built Bar train before it takes off. And I'm this is the best part about it. Shockingly low sugar and calories, only 130 calories per bar. Just sink your teeth into the first bite, and I promise it will change your life forever. I'm really not even kidding. They're amazing. They give me energy. I have one every morning, and I'm telling you right now, they are magical and just one of my favorite post-workout snacks without question. So I'm telling you right now, try a mix box. That's what I did. Gives you multiple flavors, gives you the options. You can kind of figure out which ones, which I'm telling you right now, please try it. Built, you got to try this. If you go there now on their website, get 15% off your order right now by using the code LOCKEDON15 at built.com. Well, I hope you have all enjoyed my bold predictions for 2023 thus far. I don't think I'm breaking any news here with any of these, and maybe most of you will agree. There's going to be people that disagree. That's just the world that we live in. But I think, you know, even shocking the world with those four predictions is probably highly unlikely. I think most of you would probably agree with a few of those, though, I do think. But my final prediction is certainly going to gather some eye rolls. I would imagine there's a few that are going to laugh, maybe more than a few, and even criticize what I'm going to say. But I think for my final bold prediction of 2023, I've kind of alluded to this last week in what I was saying about what to watch for heading into 2023. And again, you can check out all of our podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts or even on YouTube. But I do think that we see some of the old Christian Yelich in 2023. Maybe not to where the power numbers we did, obviously, in 2018 and in 2019. Again, the MVP in 2018 probably could have been the MVP in 2019 without that injury. But whatever has ailed him, I think, whether it's mental or physical or both, because I do think it is both, I think at some point going forward, he's going to figure it out. And I know just by hearing him talk, watching him play, seeing him interact with his teammates, he puts a lot of pressure on himself, right? He signed the extension that most of us as Brewer fans didn't think he was going to sign, you know, in 2020. And I think he figures out a new role. And again, I think having power bats like a Rowdy Tellez and a Willie Adames, you go out and trade for a William Contreras, and maybe you get those power numbers like we saw in 2021 for Jesse Winker. I think that can obviously help out the offense. And I think it's going to take a little bit of pressure off him. And I think he's going to take on that lead off, you know, position on the lineup. And he's going to do fairly well. I think you're going to see him hover around 20, 25, 30 home runs. I don't think that's out of question, especially if you load him with that, you know, 1 through 5 and your roster is heavily loaded offensively. I think he's going to see more pitches than he's seen in the past. I think he's going to peak right around 300 as an average. I don't think that's necessarily out of question. The shift is no longer around. Pitchers are going to be pitching at a faster pace. I think the offense across Major League Baseball is going to go up, and I do think he's going to be a part of that. Obviously, he's going to be batting leadoff. I think he's going to lead the Brewers with the on-base percentage. And I also think with leading the on-base percentage, I also think he's going to lead the Milwaukee Brewers with stolen bases in 2023. I think you're going to see an aggressive Milwaukee Brewers team, a younger roster. I think you're going to see Craig Counsell let him out of the gates a little bit and go out there and have some fun in 2023. And look, you know, if you're a Brewers fan, like the bottom line is we all want him to succeed, right? Like I think I'm, again, not necessarily breaking news here. I think we need him to succeed in order for us to be successful. in 2023. The pressure is on. And if you've watched Christian Yelich, if you've watched him play, you've watched his frustration, it's wearing on him. He knows it. And I think this is the year where maybe that back injury is behind him. Hopefully that mental block with that knee injury is behind him. And I think going into 2023, you're going to see, again, not 40 home runs and 120 RBIs, but I don't think it's crazy to ask and think that he can't get 20 to 25 home runs, bat around 300, have over 35, 40 stolen bases, and lead your team on base percentage. I don't think that's out of the question. And I think you're going to see a resurgence from a former league MVP in 2023. I think we can all agree we absolutely need it. Thank you guys for making this podcast part of your daily routine. You can find the Locked On Brewers podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. Again, we are on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. We are on Facebook at Locked On Brewers podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. And please do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, just under 100 subscribers from 1,000. Again, thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and there are a ton of prospects in Milwaukee. You can get your knowledge up to par. And again, he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Coming up on the next episode, how can the Brewers win the NL Central? Is it small ball? Are we relying on Powerball? Is there ever a way out for small markets in Major League Baseball? Spoiler alert, probably not. But we're going to cover all that and much more. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, go Brewers.